The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Fidel Castro died Friday at age 90. Cuba is mourning, Miami is celebrating, but in many ways, Castro remains a mystery. During his half-century-long rule of Cuba, the communist leader kept one U.S. government agency especially busy, the CIA. Few intelligence analysts watched Castro as long and as closely as Brian Littell did. Today, Littell is a senior research associate at Florida International University, but he's also the author of three books on Castro, including an e-book published over the weekend on Amazon titled History Will Absolve Me, Fidel Castro, Life and Legacy. Hours after Castro's death, I spoke with Littell at his home in Key Biscayne about the enigma of the Cuban comandante. Brian, what was it in Castro's makeup that helped make him one of the most important leaders of the 20th century, both revered and reviled?
He had an extraordinary intelligence, almost off the charts. He had a photographic memory, and he read voraciously. He was a conspirator from birth, and through all of his public life, Fidel Castro was able to carry off deception because he was also so charming and so charismatic. I worked with many officials in Washington through a number of administrations who were not sure that they were being deceived by Fidel Castro. But I must add to this the massive power and force of his security services and of his intelligence services through all of those decades kept a lid effectively on virtually every form of opposition.
To a lot of people, Castro was a crusader for social justice and national sovereignty. To many others, he was a brutal dictator. How did his upbringing engender both of those people?
Fidel Castro was a sociopath. His traumatic childhood had a great deal to do with his psychological makeup. He was born illegitimate. He was sent off as an infant to Santiago to live with some people who were very poor and who mistreated him by Fidel's own account. So Fidel was traumatized as a child. And it was this struggle that he experienced that produced in him the narcissism, the determination, the extraordinary willpower to prevail, to succeed, to overcome.
Did the U.S. sufficiently understand all these things about Castro?
He was consistently, through the years, underestimated in Washington by policymakers and by intelligence analysts. I underestimated how idiosyncratic, how audacious, how bold, even reckless Fidel could be. I tell some stories about this in History Will Absolve Me. I'll give you one example. We at CIA had no expectation at all that Fidel was going to dispatch tens of thousands of Cuban troops to Angola in 1975 to reinforce a Marxist-Leninist movement that eventually gained power. We were not able to predict that he would do that. And Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State, who I was supporting at that time as an intelligence advisor, Henry Kissinger later wrote in his memoirs, "We could not have imagined that Fidel Castro would have taken such a bold action so many thousands of miles away from Cuba."
The Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 didn't give us some inkling of his capacity for something like that?
Most of those excesses of his and the reckless and audacious behavior at the time of the missile crisis, we didn't learn of it at the time. It wasn't until many years later that we learned of the Armageddon letter in which Fidel urged Nikita Khrushchev, the Soviet leader, fire your entire nuclear arsenal of ballistic missiles on American targets. If the Americans invade Cuba, destroy the United States.
With Fidel's shadow lifted now, does your analyst sense tell you there's a better chance for democratic and economic reform on the island under his more pragmatic brother, President Raul Castro?
Fidel was out of power for 10 years, but he's been a drag on the current leadership. Now that Fidel is gone, Raul may feel less encumbered. The possibilities for deeper engagement with Raul now, I think, will be greater than they were when Fidel was still alive.
Brian Littell is a former CIA analyst and the author of History Will Absolve Me, Fidel Castro, Life and Legacy. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.